Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this Friday, June the 12th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my son, Justin Greaves.
Good morning.
Today we're focusing on Indigenous ministries of the Anglican Church of Canada on these Fridays through June, knowing that June 21st is National Aboriginal Day of Prayer. We love hearing from you. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to include them in our service today. You can call Darlene at the church office, 905-728-8251, or you can reply to this email that you received the audio on, or on the website Contact Us. Let's take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer together. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen,
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible,
eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. The 90, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
Reading from Acts chapter 9, verses 19b to 31. For several days he was with the disciples in Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." All who heard him were amazed and said, It's not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem among those who invoked his name? And has he not come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" Saul became increasingly more powerful and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Messiah. After some time had passed, the Jews plotted to kill him. But their plot became known to Saul. They were watching the gates day and night so that they might kill him. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. When he had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, and described for them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. So he went in and out among them in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He spoke and argued with the Hellenists, but they were attempting to kill him. When the believers learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Meanwhile, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up, living in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm number 1 from the Message translation. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Saloon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's Word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're a tree planted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere wind-blown dust, without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take is Skid Row. Let us pray. Creator God, we give you thanks for all you are and all you bring to us for our visit within your creation. In Jesus, you place the gospel in the center of this sacred circle, through all of which all creation is related. You show us the way to live a generous and compassionate life. Give us your strength to live together with respect and commitment as we grow in your spirit, for you are God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 35. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him, and to be sent out to proclaim the message, and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, son of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then he went home, and the crowd came together again, so they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he cast out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out demons? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. But his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brother and sisters are outside, asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On the Anglican Church of Canada website, I clicked on Indigenous Ministries. Indigenous Ministries supports the Indigenous peoples of Canada, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, some 600 different communities and groupings of people and languages across Canada. This ministry connects them spiritually, socially, economically, and politically. We recognize that the purity of the land base provides for all our needs. As active participants in the life of the church, we strive for reconciliation with the Anglican Communion and work towards Indigenous self-determination. I'm just reading what's on this page. So listen and subscribe to the Sacred Teachings podcast. The teachings, language, traditions, and stories of the ancestors are shared in the podcast series, Sacred Teachings. Highly respected indigenous speakers are featured in the series with a different theme for each season, including the sacredness of creation and finding meaning in a global crisis. The Council, the Anglican Council of Indigenous Peoples that we talked about last Friday, and we talked about the logo and its meaning, guides the work of Indigenous ministries, as well as you can read the foundational documents. There are additional resources available. National Indigenous Day of Prayer, June 21st, that I mentioned, gospel-based discipleship readings, Indigenous Catechist Training Manual, Suicide Prevention Program, Doctrine of Discovery, a video worth looking at and talking about, as we did at Christ Church Oshawa last fall, 2019, Stolen Lands, Strong Hearts. About our work, read about the National Indigenous Anglican Archbishop, the Right Reverend Mark MacDonald, our pastoral leader. Learn about Sacred Circle national events, the Road to Warm Springs, and about their history. Learn about the history of Indigenous ministries in the Anglican Church of Canada. Also new is their story of self-determination, a compilation of foundational and historical documents of the National Indigenous Ministry. And in green letters in big print regarding the COVID-19 situation, resources, including a video prayer service with Indigenous and non-Indigenous Anglicans from across the country, will be added to the site in the week of June 15th, that's next Monday, because we're not able to gather in large numbers because of the pandemic. So I'm glad that resource is available starting on Monday, June 15th, on the Anglican Church of Canada website for Anglican Indigenous Ministries. The video prayer service will also premiere on YouTube and Facebook on Sunday, June 21st, and links to the video streams will be added shortly. So I thought I would just add that to enrich our understanding of our Anglican sisters and brothers on these Fridays as we're focusing on Indigenous ministries across Canada. A couple of quotes from Jan Karen's A Continual Feast. O Lord, in the simplicity of my heart, I offer myself to Thee today, to be Thy servant forever, to obey Thee, and to be a sacrifice of perpetual praise. Thomas A Kempis. The contents of someone's bookcase are part of their history, like an ancestral portrait. And from 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Carrying on with Celtic morning prayer, our expression of faith. Lord, you have always been given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you've always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. And for our intercessions, we're following the Indigenous suggestions for today. Come, Great Spirit, as we gather in your name, wherever we are praying this morning. We face east to your symbol, color red, the hue of revelation, to your animal symbol, the eagle, strong and nurturing, to your lessons, calling us to the balance of your spirit in harmony with brothers and sisters, to invoke your wisdom and grace, the goodness of the ages, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We turn to face south, to your symbol color gold for the morning star, to your symbol brother sun that enlightens our intellect and brings light to our path to live responsibly, to your lessons calling us to balance of mind in the spirit of humility, to invoke your spirit of illumination and far-sighted vision. Help us to love you and one another with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole soul, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We turn to face west, to your symbol color black, still and quiet, to your animal symbol the thunderbird, to your symbol the thunder, mighty and purposeful, to your lessons calling us to balance our emotions in the spirit of gentleness and honesty, to invoke your spirit of introspection, seeing within. Give us your strength and the courage to endure, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We turn to face north, to your symbol color white of clarity and brightness, to your animal symbol, the swan, which brings us in touch with Mother Earth and growing things, to your lessons calling us to balance of our body in the spirit of a good sense of humor, to invoke your spirit of innocence, trust, and love. Help us to open our eyes to the sacredness of every living thing, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
We turn to complete the circle and to look to God, our Creator, who cleanses our Mother Earth with snow, wind, and rain, to Jesus Christ, the Peacemaker, who fills us with the wideness of mercy and lovingly embraces all, and the Holy Spirit, who calls us to action. We also remember those who've asked us to pray for them on this day, remembering especially Clifford, Allison's father, for others living with cancer or who are palliative, for Biba, for Tim Keller, for Hunter, Hans, for Harold, Pauline, Lillian, for Noah, for Joanne's dad and mom, for guidance regarding work and vocation and ministry, for young people, for children and teachers completing their school year and parents, people making plans for the summer, and our migrant workers working throughout orchards and fields across Ontario for their health and safety, for peace of heart and mind, and our ministry to and with them, the migrant farm workers around Durham Region, and the efforts of our network to support them the best we can. For the five we might bring to the Lord, that God might bring to himself, our neighbors, for Hugh, Mark, Steve, and Kathy. And we also pray in celebration for those celebrating birthdays, For Justin, who will be having a birthday soon, for Alex Brisky, for my parents celebrating their 63rd wedding anniversary on Sunday, June the 14th, having been married 63 years ago at Q Beach United in Toronto, and giving thanks for the many blessings of them in our lives. And others for whom you wish to pray silently or aloud at this time. Pray for preparations for Sunday's worship service and for the summer, giving thanks for our team of people who put the services together. We give thanks for those who pray for us and support this ministry, that we might indeed respond to God's generosity and be people who give of time, talent, and treasure for the work of the gospel in and through our church families wherever we serve, including Christ Church Oshawa. We pray.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll look forward to joining in worship on Sunday through Facebook or our website or on YouTube. And for morning prayer again next Tuesday. Have a beautiful day.